We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, admirable viewers, and bienvenue. This is Welcome in Mauritian, the official language of Mauritius. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an American philanthropist donates $100 million to Habitat for Humanity. In cultural news, Greece receives its 5th century BCE artifacts. In ecology news, a researcher in New Zealand emphasizes the importance of organic farming. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June the 28th, physician, humanitarian and acclaimed author Dr. Jean-Christophe Ruffin was born in 1952 in Bourges, France. Dr. Ruffin co-founded the Nobel Peace Prize-winning emergency aid organization Doctors Without Borders in 1971 and later became its vice president. He was also president from 2002 to 2007 of another international relief group, Action Against Hunger, and remains its honorary president. In 2007, he was appointed ambassador to Senegal. A distinguished author, he won France's prestigious Prix Goncourt in 1997 and 2001, respectively for The Abyssinian and Brazil Red. In 2008, he was elected to the highly regarded French Academy, a French literary organization. Our deep appreciation, Dr. Jean-Christophe Ruffin, for your extraordinary efforts in helping those in need and for sharing your gifts as a writer. We wish you a joyous birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news update from Pakistan. Since the beginning of June, more than 3.5 million people have been displaced from their homes in conflict-stricken Swat Valley, Pakistan, and are still unable to return. Families have been separated and in need of basic supplies such as clothes, shoes, and food. Temperatures over 40 degrees Celsius have heightened the risk of disease and dehydration.
With great concern, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately donated $50,000, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $904,000 in supplies if obtained in the US based on Pakistan's cost of living. Our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia traveled to the area, covering their own expenses, bringing food and hygiene materials to many families.
In response to their initial report, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked the joint team to continue their support, provide medical care if possible as well, and apply for further financial aid if needed. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following latest report from our association's foreign group on behalf of the relief team in Pakistan.
Regarding relief work for internally displaced people in Pakistan. With Master's loving contribution of $50,000 and ever-present blessing, our relief team from Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia, including three doctors, were able to carry out relief work in Mardin City in early June. Due to the presence of a medical team over there at that period, we focused our effort on daily material support. We were touched to hear Master's message requesting us to offer medical care and contacted the local NGO who had assisted us this time and were told that there had been 1,200 more people who migrated to Mardin recently wanting daily necessities and medical treatment, especially the children and women. We will look for doctors, especially female ones, and nurses to serve our sisters and children in need. Many, many thanks to Master for your immense love for all. With love and gratitude, Foreign Group.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers who may be concerned about the humanitarian situation in Pakistan. We also thank our association's foreign group for this report. In response to this update, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered an additional $20,000, which could purchase $362,000 in essential items if bought in the US based on the cost of living in Pakistan. This brings her total aid to $70,000. She also conveyed the following.
Please hurry, as they are in such a traumatic state. Please do what you can with utmost love. My prayers and sorrow.
our thankfulness to all the noble-hearted relief organizations and personnel who are helping ease the distress of the affected people. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her vigilant, loving care, and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May the vulnerable persons and families be comforted and protected by heaven as we join the world in prayer for peace in Pakistan and for all humankind.
In southwestern China. Recent heavy and continuous rains have affected hundreds of thousands of people in China's Yunnan and Guizhou provinces, as well as Chongqing municipality, where more than a dozen lives were lost, nearly 100 injured, and at least 200,000 people evacuated. The rain damaged over 20,000 houses and some 14,000 hectares of crops. The government immediately sent an emergency working team to assist the affected area with relief aid including tents, quilts, and protective canvas. Our gratitude for the timely response of all government personnel to flood-affected brethren. We send sympathies for the loss of loved ones and our prayers for the smooth recovery of all those affected to the comfort of their normal lives. May conditions such as these be eased as we adopt a gentler and kinder care for all beings on earth.
Severe heat wave claims lives in India. With global warming effects causing India's monsoon to become less predictable, this season's rains are now 3 weeks late and 90% less than average. Not only do people fear crop failure, but they are also enduring a heat wave, particularly in the northeast, with the Bundelkhand district of northern Uttar Pradesh state recording the highest temperatures of the week at 49 degrees Celsius. Mobile ice vans have been circulating in some cities, and hospitals have opened wards especially for heat stroke victims. Official reports say that 100 people have already perished, although the numbers could be much higher. We sorrow to learn of this plight facing the people of India and pray for the blessing of cool rain. With God's grace, may such worrisome situations be minimized through humanity's increased compassion and care for the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Abolir la peine de mort dans un pays.
Togo halts the death penalty. On Tuesday, 80 members of parliament unanimously voted to end capital punishment in this West African country.
L'événement de ce jour constitue un moment historique et marque de ce fait un tournant décisif pour notre pays. Au prime abord, c'est un châtiment considéré comme inhumain, dégradant et cruel par la communauté des nations respectueuses de la personne humaine. En outre, en cas d'erreur, la mort ne donne aucune chance de retour à la vie.
President Faure Gnassingbé, who has been supportive of the ban, is expected to sign it into law. The move has been well received amongst various political affiliations.
Le groupe parlementaire RPT pense que le gouvernement togolais a fait le bon choix, le choix qui permet aujourd'hui au Togo de faire triompher les valeurs les plus nobles de notre civilisation.
Spain's Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, who was there to back the adoption of the new law, lauded Togo for its protection of human rights.
Our gratitude, Togo, for your wise and just, life-respecting decision. With heaven's grace, may our world soon be one in which all beings are cherished. Spanish monarchs open cultural institute in Australia. During their 3-day official visit to the country, Spanish King Juan Carlos I and Queen Sofia inaugurated the opening of the country's first Instituto Cervantes in Sydney, a Spanish cultural centre that will be home to events such as the Spanish Film Festival and other art, language, photography, music, film, literature and theatre activities. Spain now has Instituto Cervantes centres located throughout 40 different countries. Of the Sydney location, King Juan Carlos said, "Our centre is looking forward to becoming a meeting place of intellectuals, writers and artists. A respectful accolade, Your Majesties, the King and Queen of Spain, for the opening of this new cultural centre. May the rich Spanish heritage continue to be shared and appreciated in Australia and around the world."
14-year-old Olaxiz, or Vietnamese, pianist, accepted to German University. Music prodigy Pham Nguyen Lan Phien, an Olaxiz German, earned his acceptance to the Frankfurt College of Music and Performing Arts based on his outstanding score on the entrance exam. This accomplishment makes him the youngest student of piano at the prestigious school. Congratulations and best wishes for your continued success, Lan Phien. May you continue to bring joy to the world through your God-given musical talent. Save our planet. Oceans found to be rising faster than predicted. A newly published report by the International Alliance of Research Universities, Climate Change, Global Risks, Challenges and Decisions, states that the rate of polar ice caps disintegration as well as sea level rise are both substantially faster than what the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, predicted 2 years ago.
The paper, which was prepared by researchers from 10 international universities, predicts the ocean levels to rise 1 meter by the end of the century, a nearly 70% increase over what the IPCC previously projected. Similarly, oceanic temperatures are climbing 50% faster than forecast by the IPCC. Hans-Joachim Schellnuber, director of Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, stated, "We have to act immediately, and we have to act strongly. Time is clearly running out."
Our sincere gratitude, scientists of the International Alliance of Research Universities, for this report that clearly highlights our imminent global crisis. Let us all quickly transition to nobler lifestyles to protect the future of our unique and beautiful planet.
During the March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace seminar in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai acknowledged the reality of the world's changing oceans, offering at the same time a way to truly transcend this planetary dilemma.
Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat, even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. We have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it.
Save our planet. Formosan or Taiwanese city launches vegetarian school meal program. In efforts to promote a low carbon emission diet, Tainan City is encouraging self-catering schools to begin with one vegetarian lunch per month, moving to once a week, while at the same time developing organic vegetable gardens on the school grounds. Amongst 51 elementary and middle schools in the city, 48 have adopted the program. The city's Director of Education, Mr. Su Wen Wong, and Deputy Secretary of the Environmental Protection Bureau, Mr. Jen San Lin, joined the students in Resin Elementary School for its launch of the eco-friendly lunches. What encouraging news! We thank the Tainan City Education Department and Environmental Protection Bureau, as well as the participating schools, for your veg endeavours. Wishing many teachers, students and families the manifold benefits of living in health with a compassionate and earth-friendly vegan diet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Wales allocate funds for climate change. Environment Minister Jane Davidson has announced that Wales is allocating nearly $500 million to reduce carbon emissions and mitigate global warming, coinciding the UK Climate Predictions 2009 report, which forecast rising temperatures and sea levels. Minister Davidson outlined the nation's plan, which includes funding for sustainable energy, the appointment of climate change development officers for Welsh communities, and support for businesses to go green. Remarking that the goals are for citizens as well as government, she said, "Everyone has a contribution to make to tackling climate change in every sector and walk of life." Minister Davidson and Wales, we laud for your wise investment and green commitment into mitigating climate change. May eco-conscious endeavours such as yours be joined by countries and citizens across the globe.
Save our planet. A pair of legendary and nearly extinct chough birds caused rejoicing among bird lovers in Cornwall, England, after their 8 fledglings successfully departed the parental nest.
Save our planet. To encourage reduced plastic use and greater sustainability, Hong Kong stores will soon charge customers a 50 cent levy for each plastic shopping bag, with proceeds going to the Environmental Protection Department.
Save our planet. Funded by the UK, the Climate Change Adaptation in Africa programme launches a new fund that offers $10,000 grants to projects that find new and creative ways to share knowledge about climate change with vulnerable communities across the continent.
Hi friends, I'm Rolly the Reese Mudjack and I'm following an animal-free diet of kindness. Would you like to hear a tip for a car? To save money and prevent pollution, when filling up your fuel tank, it's good to stop bumping when the automatic nozzle clicks off. Topping off your tank or adding a little extra means some gasoline is going to seep out and not be used. Thank you for watching and thank you for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In world news, an American philanthropist donates $100 million to Habitat for Humanity International. The contribution by Mr. J. Ronald Terwilliger of Atlanta, USA, a longtime member of Habitat's board of directors, will help Habitat construct 60,000 homes worldwide. 30% of the gift will be used to assist people in constructing more houses. The $70 million remainder of the fund will be used in a microfinance endowment to aid low-income families globally to renovate their homes. Mr. Terwilliger said that in his work for Habitat and in his business life, he saw the dire need for affordable, good housing. God bless your kind heart and noble spirit, Mr. J. Ronald Terwilliger. May all extend loving thoughts and helping hands to brethren across continents.
In cultural news, 5th century BCE artifacts are returned to Greece. Belgium presented over 100 clay fragments and coins. Germany gave back 70 objects used in ritual offerings, and a British ceramist donated a marble decorative fragment from a Greek Byzantine church. Greek culture minister Antonis Samaris said, "Today societies increasingly realize that cultural goods are not just art objects, but vital links of people's historic identities and continuity. Our sincere thanks, officials and private citizens in Belgium, Germany and Britain, for helping to restore these precious relics. May the rich heritage of Greece continue to be a source of wonder and inspiration to many." Up next on Noteworthy News, a researcher in New Zealand identifies the benefits of organic fruit growing. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More cooling news will be up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, laudable news for a shining world. In ecology news, a researcher in New Zealand finds that organic fruit growing protects the environment. Dr. Garija Page, a PhD graduate in Agricultural and Horticultural Systems and Management at Massey University in New Zealand, analysed the energy efficiency and environmental consequences of organic kiwifruit and apple enterprises in certain areas. The study examined a number of factors, including changes in the carbon level and the nutrient balance of the soil and the ratio of carbon dioxide. The results demonstrated that the use of organic methods was sustainable as well as functioned as a carbon sink. This can indefinitely store some chemical compounds that contain carbon. Our appreciation, Dr. Garija Page, for your earth-preserving scientific findings. May all nations increasingly use organic farming practices to help conserve the environment for generations to come.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Reason for One.
Đứa con hỏi mẹ, mẹ ơi, sao mà trên mặt người ta cái gì cũng có hai cái? Này, hai mắt, hai tai, cái mũi cũng có hai cái lỗ mũi. Mà tại sao lưỡi thì chỉ có một thôi? Bà mẹ nói rằng, con ơi, chỉ có một cái lưỡi mà ba mày mỗi lần đi họp còn nói dài như thế nữa. Nếu mà hai lưỡi nữa thì mình không bao giờ thấy ông về nhà đâu.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, thanks a lot for your warm consideration. It is a chance for me that daily I can watch your high energetic message on TV. I hope it will help my soul to be very good to live in a better world. By the way, your programs help me develop my English. I live in Iran. I hope one time you can come here and I can meet you in person. Fereshte from Iran.
Friendly Fereshte, we are very happy that you enjoy Supreme Master Television daily and that it's helping you with your English. Please share with your fellow Iranian citizens that, as Supreme Master Ching Hai and many experts around the world have suggested, a vegan diet is the most effective way to preserve our beloved planet. May Allah shower blessings on you and the people of your distinguished nation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai says, "Hi to you and much love. Though we're not physically near, if we walk the same path, we're always together."
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We have very much enjoyed having your company on Noteworthy News.
Bon Dieu béni. That is God bless in Mauritian.
May heaven guide your every step. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ireland joins the UK and becomes the second European country to grant visa-free entry to visitors from Formosa or Taiwan.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül expresses willingness to increase cooperation with China at all levels, as well as working together to resolve regional matters.
A system known as a spoken web is being implemented in places like Gujarat, Western India, for people to communicate on the internet via voice, using their mobile phone, with no need for computer or keypad.
Talented 18-year-old Khadija Williams of California, USA, is accepted into Harvard University with a full scholarship despite a background of less fortunate circumstances that had included homelessness.
After several months of drilling, a Yemeni company has discovered a significant new source of quality drinking water that is expected to provide for the city of Mukalla for the next 50 years.
The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime reports global decreases in the production of cocaine and heroin.
British surgeon Barry Paraskeva develops a single-incision laparoscopic surgery that reduces hospitalization time and infection risk, as well as leaving no scars.
Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang and Finnish Prime Minister Matti Vanhanen discuss closer economic cooperation and join a signing ceremony of agreements between the two countries.
The UK's Minister of State for International Development, Gareth Thomas, urges retailers to double the products stocked from developing countries to help create jobs and improve their economies.
With assistance from Jordan, Kuwait sends a 20-truck convoy carrying 200 tons of supplies for distribution to the people of Gaza in Palestine.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.